You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. A low-speed collision between two planes on the taxiway at LaGuardia that looks like it was more than just a fender bender. Let's get this story from our Amanda Alexander.
Yeah, good morning, Susan. An imaginably scary moment for travelers, but some really calm communication between air traffic control. This audio here from liveatc.net.
You guys did clip, correct?
Yeah, we did. Their right wing clipped our nose and the cockpit. Damage to our windscreen.
Yeah, this all happening just before 10 p.m. Wednesday night between two Endeavor flights, one arriving from North Carolina, the other off to Virginia. That plane, Delta says, is the one that made contact with the arriving flight and the wing detached. Coincidentally, Audrey here, also off to North Carolina, she says she does love the airline, but...
Recently, with all of the changes and layoffs, there have been things happening in every airline. Sometimes it's air traffic control, sometimes it's the ground crew, sometimes it's the people that are on the planes. I don't know what all that is, but I trust God.
Now, Delta Airlines has been quick to respond to all this, apologizing to their customers for the experience and noting in a statement that those passengers were put on shuttle buses and they're rebooking their flights and hotel rooms for folks. Now, they say they have one flight attendant that was taken to the hospital for minor injuries, but no word on what caused the collision just yet. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at LaGuardia Airport.
No injuries, but now nearly 100 families have to be temporarily rehomed following yesterday's terrifying scene in the Bronx.
A gas explosion at the Mitchell houses sent people running as the chimney collapsed.
I panicked. I was so scared. The explosion was right near her apartment. So
Con Ed has turned off gas and NYCHA contractors have launched an investigation. But residents are still rattled.
It makes you very leery to be in your apartment because you don't know what's next.
For secure purpose, they should evacuate everyone and put them in a safety place. You never know. Things could happen.
Nearly 100 families are working with the Red Cross and many of them not able to go back inside of their apartments and need to stay at hotels for the next night or two. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Mott Haven.
Yeah, the explosion ripped a giant hole down the side of the 20-story building, an entire corner of the high rise. Today, residents are expected to protest outside the Mitchell houses to demand Governor Hochul support the Livable New York Act. That would fund upgrades to dilapidated housing across the state, including to properly maintaining public housing and replace gas systems with more modern infrastructure. Santosh Nandabalan is the senior campaigner at the New York Communities for Change.
This is like the kind of the worst case scenario of what can happen when we don't fully fund NYSHA and make sure that our low-income residents, our fixed-income residents are taken care of.
Well, the demonstration is scheduled for 10 this morning. The Trump administration using the federal government shutdown to announce they're withholding the $18 billion promised to help fund the Hudson Tunnel Project and the Second Avenue subway, as well as for counterterrorism operations in New York. White House spokeswoman Caroline Levitt.
We have to put a plan in place. It would be irresponsible of us not to take a look at each and every agency and get an understanding of what we're going to have to do moving forward to do the best we can in the midst of this government shutdown.
Except that Project 2025 co-author Russell Vogt, who is now White House budget director, specifically said they're canceling nearly $8 billion in funding for energy programs he characterized as part of the left's climate agenda, as well as to ensure that federal funding is not flowing to, quote, unconstitutional DEI principles. Governor Hochul.
They're trying to make culture wars be the reason why.
Culture wars.
Over the tens of thousands of jobs that we've created with these infrastructure projects that were literally talked about for decades, that we finally could get moving. Great jobs and opportunity.
And it's not just New York. The cuts would impact 16 states, all of which voted for Kamala Harris in last year's presidential election. Speaking on ABC's The View, Democratic mayoral candidate Zohran Mamdani was asked about the Trump threat to withhold even more funds should he be elected.
This is just one of the many threats that Donald Trump makes. Every day he wakes up, he makes another threat, a lot of the times about the city that he actually comes from. And what is angering to me is not what Donald Trump does, because we've come to expect that from him, but it's the idea that we have to accept that as the law.
Well, for those now not getting a paycheck, food banks in our area are letting you know they're here if you need them.
Across Long Island, there are 320 food pantries. Island Harvest Randy Dresner says the shutdown could really hurt federal workers. And food is available.
So there is no shame in asking for help. Help is sometimes short term and sometimes it's long term.
There are 30,000 federal employees who live on Long Island.
When people come in to Island Harvest for support or to any of the pantries that we support in the community, they feel like they're in a regular supermarket, like they're respected.
There is no check of IDs to go to a food pantry. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
A Bronx man now charged in an alleged real estate scam in Manhattan. 46-year-old Juan Valoy is accused of stealing $25,000 from three victims with whom he connected on Facebook and then showed apartments prosecutors say he did not own. That, the Manhattan DA says, translated into thousands of dollars in deposits and application fees. In one case, prosecutors say a woman tried to move into an apartment only to find out there was somebody else already living there. Valoy is charged with fraud and grand larceny. A mea culpa from Andrew Cuomo to New York's Jewish community. In a Twitter video, he talked about state policies during the pandemic.
During COVID, as governor, I made decisions with the best of intentions to protect health and save lives. However, I recognize that some of those decisions caused pain in the Jewish community because we did not always fully consider the sensitivities and traditions that are so deeply important.
Cuomo had angered some in the Orthodox community by limiting the size of religious gatherings. The video was timed to coincide with Yom Kippur, the Jewish Day of Atonement. Mayor Adams with this message to whomever wins the race.
This city's in good shape, and we need to make sure we don't go backwards. And I'm going to say you in the words of Bloomberg, when I became mayor, don't it up.
Well, the mayor declined to endorse any of the remaining candidates, but he did criticize Zohran Mamdani for not being willing to sit down with billionaires who, Adams notes, pay 50% of our taxes. He also criticized him for talking about taxing white communities. That's a reference to a statement on Mamdani's website. Broadway could go dark. Members of Actors Equity Association are threatening to strike after their contract expired September 28th, and they've yet to ink a new deal with producers. More than 1,000 actors, including big names like Darren Criss and Alec Baldwin, have signed a letter expressing solidarity with the union board, which has already authorized a strike. If it happens, it would mark the first Actors Equity walkout on Broadway since 1968. The main sticking point is said to be healthcare contributions. The next negotiating session, that is scheduled for next Wednesday.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.